It's week 13. My name is Dave. You can call me Beans. And I have my friend Troy, aka Nappy Nap. We're here for a episode of the Balls Deep Football podcast. We're rocking some Jack Freeman, a cold-blooded, a remix of some sorts of Molly Tacos dubs. I love it. It's great.
Love it too.
I jam this sometimes when I'm working out. Get some cardio going.
I don't know who jamming this right now, that Carolina Panthers locker room.
You talking about the firing that happened?
Yeah, another one bites the dust, bro. But we can get into that later.
That dude now, he got fired from the Colts and now fired from the Panthers. Frank Wright.
But that's a shame, man. It's like, you got to get along with the boss, man. Like, he wasn't both times bump head with the owners. Back with Irsay and with this guy.
So I heard rumors of that, but was that confirmed? Like, was it?
Yeah. But I also think Irsay is a guy that, you know, you either with him or you're not right away. Kind of like Mark Davis.
Well, you can get into a whole bunch of stuff with Irsay, too, with comments he's had recently in the media. I digress. Let's pull up the topics of the day. Let's get into it. So, intro.
It was a crazy week 12, bro. Crazy week 12, huh? Houston, I mean, we start with the hometown. They almost had it. A little doink. Away from an OT, at least.
Yeah, that Houston game, a lot of us in Houston and people on the X-verse are complaining about the officiating, and it was horseshit.
Can't let the officials decide it, you know?
Exactly. I'm not going to blame the officiating and be the sour team, because I think there was some – I saw some account. I can't give credit to it because I don't know off the top of my head. But they were showing that the Jaguars had some calls equally egregious on their side, too. Like, you know, it went a little bit of both ways. Yeah. Probably more so lopsided to the Texans. There are some bigger plays for the Texans, but
critical times and
shit. It was messy officiating all over the board. So I bet.
Speaking of messy, bro, that Monday night game last night, I was in and out. You know, I was a few points from beating D or not. And worst Monday night game in the world, bro. Like, somebody had a little play on words, little headline there. It was Bears Vikings, right? Just couldn't bear to watch it, you know. One of those just trash, man. But anyways, Josh Dobbs, man, that Linsanity run is over. Josh Dobbs, the Pastronaut, he had a good couple weeks, you know. Shit.
Yeah, there's some good memes coming out around that.
Yeah. But yeah, man, let's roll into it.
So injuries affecting the fantasy landscape. What's going on? Talk to me.
But I'm going to start with one that's tough, just the entire wide receiver room for the Saints. I read Michael Thomas on IR possibly now from last week, before week 12 even started, knee injury. Chris Olave had the concussion in the game, I think third quarter. And then you got Rashid Shaheed. I think that's how you say his name. But the fact that, I mean, that might bode well for our waiver wire picks later. You know what I mean? I think there's a kid named Perry out there on the Saints receiving room that now assumes probably one duty, you know, the number one duties. We know the Saints are a passing team. We know Derek Carr is going to throw it, even though that's a whole other story, Derek Carr. But don't know where I'm going with that, but that's week 12, and you already know injuries ain't going to stop. So, you know,
talk about injuries. I lost my quarterback in Joe Burrow. Did I lose him? We didn't have a show last week.
Oh, yeah. Before, 2 weeks ago you lost him. Yeah, yes, sir.
And I picked up Matt Stafford, not to go on a derail conversation here, but it's injuries. And he had his best week going against the Arizona Cardinals. Got me like 31 points this past week. And we can get into the games in the Balls Deep Football League because I won. I beat Kyle by like 0.02 or something. Like the narrowest win I probably have ever had in probably the decade long that I've played fantasy football.
Hell of a win too. Yeah.
Typical, like I honestly went to bed and finished the game. I was like, no, I lost that game. Woke up like, what happened? And I had to look at the film. And that's exactly what happened with the Dallas Cowboys game. Only he ended up winning. Remember the rule change. Do a flashback to that. I'll have to cut back to that. I won. We woke up and then we realized we didn't have a rule change of like the credit for the 100-yard game. And that's exactly how I won this game, actually, because Kyle beat me that way in the first time. This time DJ Moore had an over 100-yard game. So anyway, I digress.
Yeah, I'll say, you know, I don't list other injuries just because if they say day to day, you know, I'm probably not worried about it. But it might be worth mentioning ETN. Right, Travis Etienne on the Jags. So he chest injury. day to day. I think he'll be all right. I mean, we're going to mention him later as far as I think his stock might be going up or down. See what you think compared to how he's playing now and earlier on in the season when he was hot. But
well, during that game of against the Texans, he went into the locker room and then came back out. And then
yeah, he did.
Again.
Yeah. And he
So,
still had 24 touches. So, yeah, I'm sorry.
so it's
What's
a
up?
chest injury?
Yeah, something with the chest. Like you said, he came back, little limitations, and then he finally,
You think they injected something in him in the
yeah,
locker room,
probably.
came back out?
A
What?
little turkey gravy.
Turkey gravy. What?
God damn, oh boy.
I just noticed that and I was like, oh, interesting. So I would expect it to be like an arm or something where you could like power through the game, but it's sore. A chest one, that's kind of
Yeah,
weird.
that's one if you get hit maybe the wrong way. Yeah, who knows, you know? A couple other
Sorry.
running backs, Javonte Williams, stinger. So, the neck injury, neck, it's super scary. But if it's just a stinger, we've all had that stinger before. You dropping your shoulder and shit. He'll be all right, but you'll see how these names we're saying now feed into our later segments like waiver wire pickups. You know what I'm saying? The one that you just told me about, oh, Jonathan Taylor, what's up?
Oh yeah,
Might miss
Jonathan
a couple
Taylor, it was
weeks.
out. I think just today, maybe a few hours before we started this, he's getting surgery on his thumb. He had a thumb injury. I forgot what it's from, or I don't know the details on it, but he's getting surgery. That is confirmed. Expected to be about 2 to 3 weeks, and I can't imagine you have surgery for and be back in for 2 weeks. So I'd say more on the 3 week side. And being that we're in the last, so we're in week 13. We have what, this week and next week for the final weeks of the fantasy season, or do we have three more
Correct for us.
games?
No, we got two more. Most fantasy playoffs
We
will
start week
start.
15.
Yeah, most will start 14, but we start 15. We go 15, 16, and 17. Yeah, because 14, there's still bye weeks. That's the last set of bye weeks for some teams. It sucked to go in the first round playoffs on the bye week, bro. But
Yeah,
we did
so
last year. Yeah.
yeah, I think the ballsy league section will be good because I think we have a lot of teams like floating around who are like 6-6, and you might be like, what? Probably out. How are you feeling
Yeah,
about
I
that?
think I'm knocked out, man. That's sad, but I can still chase a keeper. I'm trying to find a tight end to keep next year, or am I going to keep Nico? It's looking like the tight end, and then I got a running back I'll name later on in the show. Looks like he could be a good keeper. Actually played last night on Monday night, So, but yeah, man. Said we can roll in if you're ready. See what we can scoop up. It's kind of different, right? This time around, this point in the season, we're doing no trade talk. We're not really doing much stock up, stock down, or I'm sorry, buy high or sell low. But we still can talk about waivers, still talk about the stash.
I mean,
And
yeah, we might want to title this one just like "Get Ready for the Playoffs" because you have only a couple. You know, it's either your final push into the playoffs or you're setting up. And for
yeah, we'll
me,
have to lump these two, waiver wire and stash, on the next show
yeah, I
after.
think we'll maybe
Yeah,
do
you're
that,
right.
concise it down.
I like it. I like it.
And so I'll let you kind of kick this one off. I actually probably have a few things to say this episode. So, but you please kick us off. Who
Yeah, bro.
you got?
So,
Who are you targeting this so late in the season?
everyone's talking about this name, right? They're talking about Roschon Johnson. Okay. Y'all motherfuckers weren't talking about him all season. What's going on? Y'all let Khalil Herbert scare you. Deontay Foreman gave us a reason to not worry about Roschon Johnson or to not think of him. But here Khalil Herbert's back. Here the inefficiency's still showing. Last night was a good opportunity because Foreman was out. And Roschon responded. I think he's on par with guys like Spears, Zach Moss. I think K who wants us to like to compare players and names, to get a cast a wider net on people listening. The ears might buckle more when one of these other names are here. But I put Roschon slightly above those guys, man. Spears, waiting on Derrick Henry to get hurt. And then of course Zach Moss. Two handcuffs, which I guess now it would be safe to say Zach Moss is rostered. Should be at least, and he's gonna be playing, what we just mentioned about Taylor out a couple weeks on the thumb. But another cat, Chandler. I put a lot of money out on Chandler, Minnesota Vikings. He doesn't have the production to back it up, man. So you're probably wondering why would I suggest his name? He is that much more explosive though than Madison. And remember, this is a team that brought in Cam Akers, some other help to try and compete and see who could supplant. Is that the right word? Get who could take the number one duties from Madison and nobody stepped up, so we'll see if Chandler, the youth is there. We'll see if the opportunity exists too.
Right on. Right on.
Yeah, man. I do want to say the formula here, moving on, like you say, we should title this kind of get ready for the playoffs now or never. You still want to have scour the waiver wire, but the formula should be more, I guess, like we're looking more at the upcoming schedule, the strength of schedule, you know, SOS, you know what I'm saying? That plus the potential of the workload. So you got those two things. And then, of course,
that's exactly
who you.
That was maybe the point I was going to try to make is like, you know, for me looking at it, I think I'm pretty much likely going to get in the playoffs. So for me, I'm thinking, okay, well, how does this differ between like real life and fantasy? Well, real life, you might rest players. There's no sense of, you can't really put players on a bench and it save you. And so your better bet is to just, you know, try to get the top seed or just get ready. My point is look out ahead about the schedule you are likely to have, especially the last two seasons. So it's like, basically, I could just say the last two games, I don't care because I'm going to get in the playoffs. There is something in our league to fight for, the number one seed. You basically get to skip the first round, and then you basically only have to do one playoff game. Win your playoff game, you're into the championship
game. You're in the championship, boy. So play for $2,000-$3,000.
We pared down, I think, the available teams that could make it into the playoffs this year, and then we made it. There's only one team that could get that bye week because there's an odd number of teams going in. There's seven, right?
Yes, sir. Yes,
I
sir.
Think last year was our eight.
Yeah.
Right. So it does feel a lot smaller with just that one. And maybe we're kind of bleeding into the balls deep league here. But my point is that to me, when I'm looking, okay, I think feel like I have a strong team, but I've got two games where me and Steve are pretty much neck and neck. If one of us loses and one of us wins out, that's basically how the number one seed is going to get.
Wow. Yeah.
So I'm looking at, okay, who's Matt Stafford playing? Who's Geno Smith playing? I'm looking at my whole team and it's like, it's actually pretty complicated if you want to break it down. It's like, you know, really look at your best possible matchups going into the
week. Well, it's a balance too though, right? Because you're going to have, you know, you mentioned who, Matt Stafford. Yeah, that's a guy you're going to have to interchange, especially your situation. You were depending on Burrow, right? What I mean balance, some of these motherfuckers, you're going to play regardless, right? They're your superstars, your anchors, your studs. You know what I mean? We're not going to get in the playoffs and start benching guys just because they play in somebody that shows red, you know, on the defense, you know what I mean? Because they got a top five rank, whatever, defense against the opposing player's position. But you're right. There's going to be some of those where it's going to be tough. You know what I mean? You're trying to fit a square in a circle peg, or you know what I'm saying? That you're trying to, you got three receivers, only two slots, or some kind of numbers game.
Well,
you
I think
knock one out,
if you were
to
look at like my team and Steve's team, and we can maybe can later. But I feel like Steve probably has the more set it and forget it. My team can be pretty set and forget it, but mine has more guys that are either hot or cold. Dalton Schultz is a good example. Like he rattled off three games, 20, 30, and then 1 point this past week, like was a non-factor. So it's like, you don't know, like he's like not always money. So I have a lot of guys, and then you have like, I think Brian Robertson with the Washington Commanders, solid running back, has been super solid, but then he still has like some goose egg game. So I've got players that when they all click, like I'm doing well, and I've Beautiful. Lucked out the past four games. And so for me, I do feel like I have a little bit more volatility to say like, maybe I don't play this guy. Maybe I pick this guy from waivers. Maybe I switch these guys around. I didn't go Geno Smith was playing great the whole season, but then I lost Joe Burrow and I was like, okay, well, he's playing the 49ers and I just don't feel comfortable with that because, you know, what do we know about the 49ers? They're really good on defense.
Yeah, yeah. Strong D. Yeah, yeah.
And I don't have strong conviction in Geno Smith that he's like an all-star quarterback, put the team on his back kind of thing. He's very much, you know, college system quarterback, whatever. I don't care. So his success depends a lot on his surrounding cast a lot more.
All
so
the pieces like, around him.
Yeah. So, like, Matt Stafford was the best choice because, you know, he's like going against a weak Arizona defense. That was, to me, that was the whole matchup. So that definitely how, I guess my long point is, that's how I think you're thinking about, at least I'm thinking about waiver targets right now at this time of year.
Hey, absolutely, man. And shit, if I'm rolling into receivers here, some guys I would rank – these guys shouldn't be rostered right now. Well, I think people are saying like 45% are under roster, right? I'm going to throw four names and we'll try and sort them out how we rank them. You know, Jaden Reed, I mean, it's time to appreciate that Green Bay's finally got a fantasy player on their, you know, on the squad. And his name's not Christian Watson. I mean, we should have knew that a couple weeks ago. Jaden Reed was a second-round pick, just somebody went under the radar with all these other big names that came off the board. You know what I'm saying? But he is a part of, you can tell, LaFleur schemes him into some of these plays, some of these motions. He's it's one of these, they run the play two or three times, or the fake toss, or the fake end around. just to see what the defense does. And then he comes back in the third or fourth quarter, runs the same play. And that's how Reed's getting these touches, man. You know, Curtis Samuel, Jameis Williams.
So I pulled up, sorry, not to interrupt you, but I pulled up the...
Oh, what you got?
This is sleepers trending up, trending down players.
And so I think.
After we have your own personal notes, we can look at this maybe and say like, and I forgot to run the clock. So we're free balling on this little segment here, but I don't think we'll probably even skip the next one since they're all interchangeable, like the stash and the waiver wire.
Yeah.
So, but we have Zach Moss leading the top of the trend on terms of sleeper. And I guess is this a trend with only in the PPR or just trends all in general, all leagues? I'm not,
you know,
sure.
It's probably geared more for the PPR, but, I like that. That's cool. I mean, you can see from our league, your first 10 guys trending, only one or two are on the waiver in our league, at least the rest are scooped up.
So I'll just go ahead and list.
Yeah. Name the guys.
So we have Zach Moss as running back, for the Colts. Obviously, we just said Jonathan Taylor's going down because of that surgery. Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense is number two. We have a tight end from Pittsburgh. I have never even heard of this dude. Mr. Pat. Pat Freemurth.
Oh, yeah. He's been on IR for the last... Nah, but...
And so,
Pat
yes,
F, man.
He's
been
taken,
on IR the last 5-6 weeks.
Jason Sanders, the kicker from Miami. Ivy has in our league. And then you have the Jaguars defense. Wide receiver from Arizona, Greg Dortch.
I like that, man. And Dortch, I wrote him last year early on in the season, and I hope to get some game film on to show everybody here soon that, yeah, he's looking good with Kyler Murray. So name the ones that are that we can scoop up that are available in our league. Skip the guys that are on rosters. They're probably on so roster.
Couple defenses, the Falcons, the Chargers. Tight end from the Chargers, Gerald Everett.
Number 10. The guy's just, he's a bad habit. That boy just won't go out, man. I've been tired of hearing his name every week, man.
Number 12. Oh, and you have them. D'Ernest Johnson.
Yeah, D'Ernest Johnson. I'll tell you, with ETN, that chest day-to-day injury, it's really impressive that, not impressive, but Johnson overtook an inexperienced rookie in Tank Bigsby. Everyone just wanted Tank Bigsby to be the handcuff to own, you know, when ETN goes down. But it was actually D'Ernest Johnson that's getting the trust, getting the love from the staff. So, yeah, man, we'll see.
Let's see. We have Curtis Samuel running at 15. Rostered in 40% league.
Hey, there we go. And that's the guy I had mentioned. If we talk about Jaden Reed, Curtis Samuel, Jameson Williams, you know, out of that three coming into the season, you probably thinking Jameson Williams, right? As it stands now, some reason Sam Howell just loves throwing to Curtis Samuel, bro. So, I mean, you got a team with Jahan Dawson. You got the team with who's the other cat? Scary Terry McLaurin. Right. And yet this even though the tight end, you've got Logan Thomas out there. And yet somehow this guy, Curtis Samuel, is the one getting all the love here. And Jaden Reed, is that who you got right there?
I pulled up Jordan Love.
Oh, Jordan Love.
I do have Jaden Reed because they're very close. Because I know the Green, they just had a pretty solid game, I think.
Quarterback, actually. So that was going to say that's perfect. I mean, you got Jordan Love and Gardner Minshew, right? Our boy that we talked about, our friend from the show. Out of those two, you can't go wrong, you know? So, what you got there? Oh, Jaden Reed. Yeah, man. I mean, how's he doing these last couple games?
He's ranked the 33rd wide receiver, 87th overall, rostered 56% of the league.
So he should be.
Last week was against Detroit, 15 points. Green Bay just had a good showing against Detroit. It was a really good game, actually. And I think we just signed off maybe week 11 saying. The Packers were kind of stalling, not what we expected. And then they have a solid game, I believe.
Yeah.
Jordan Love probably had a better game than he's had in a while. And he's ranked the number 9 quarterback. Interesting. I think he had his best game against Detroit, 32 points.
Oh, shit.
So not a bad option, too. Like, I might need to go in.
Yeah, Detroit on Thanksgiving, you know what I'm saying? So... I'll tell you what, let's just roll right into the stash here. You know, we mentioned D'Ernest Johnson earlier. That's the guy. Go ahead and get him. Especially we just mentioned DTN. You know, some people waiting on him to get hurt anyway since he was hurt his first year. I forgot what it was he had tore. Was it his Achilles? Nah. Anyways, the fact that it's a chest injury, he'll be all right. But You never know. Scoop him up. Zach Moss, I mean, with the news earlier today about the surgery on the thumb with Taylor, I mean, that might as well cross him off the list, but I wasn't going to talk about him. The Chargers got a cat, Palmer. He's coming back off IR, under the radar. He's been on IR. That's why no one's really been thinking about him. Scoop his ass up. Why? Quentin Johnson, I had a lot of game film on him, actually, him dropping some passes. But this guy was drafted first round out of TCU, I think. They ain't been living up to the hype, man. And there's actually a video of him like saying, like when he got drafted, like, you know, tell my mama to call her job, put her 2 weeks in. She retired now. She retired now. And I don't know, man. She might have to go back to work, bro, because this motherfucker just he ain't cutting it, dog. I don't know. Unless, I don't know, man. But yeah, Josh Palmer. You know, like I said, this is one of those philosophies like the grass is always greener, or just want to have a change. I forgot what the exact term is, but hey, change it up. Go ahead and get him. You never know, shit. And then Brevin Jordan was the last guy I wanted to say.
Yes.
We kind of hit and run quick on this stash. But what's up, Brevin Jordan? I mean, you talk to me. You're a Schultz owner. How do you feel about hearing this guy's name? Eating into you, boy.
I don't, you know, Schultz is a nice, nice to have. And I was like, I had high expectations, though, and he's delivering. I'm not sure why, honestly, Schultz left the fourth quarter. What do we know the injury he had?
No, you know what? And damn, we got to listen. I'm sure the Texans had a couple press conferences today. No, it's going to be tomorrow. Bobby Slow is going to be speaking tomorrow to the media. Yeah. So while you do it, though, I'll set the scene. I mean, the fact that we're mentioning Brevin Jordan, Schultz left the game. It's about 9:22 left in the fourth quarter. Okay, so who steps in? It's Brevin Jordan taking 14 of the 20, you know, 14 out of 20 snaps there. We're talking about a guy who, in Brevin Jordan, was getting out-snapped by Dalton Schultz, at least 10 times out-snapped at that pace on passing downs. So the fact that that now went from, you know, such a disparity to neck and neck as far as offensive snaps on a passing downs, it's I don't know. You know, we don't have any news yet, so I don't know how to react. I'm just going to leave it at that.
Yeah, we really don't have any news. It's not coming out.
Yeah, so we'll see, you know, but hey, like I said, tied in, you're grasping at straws anyway, so go ahead and scoop that guy. We talked about Pat, I still don't know how to say his name, but Patty F. Freermouth over at the Steelers.
Yeah.
Anyways, him, Brevin Jordan, who else is there? You know what I'm saying? Jonnu Smith, he's done with the Falcons, you know, as far as his role from the beginning of the season, actually having things flow through him to now just not even being looked, not even on the field. It's tough, man. It's you definitely gonna want to just keep throwing shit on the wall, see what sticks. I'll say.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I think that's the nice thing about our league, and it's probably why I'm not panicking too much, because we can interchange tight end, wide receiver, and running back quite easily. So tight end goes down, I can fill it with a wide receiver. Wide receiver goes down, I can fill it with running back, and I'm kind of lucked out. I feel like in the I still have Tyler Boyd on my roster, which is like maybe I need to get rid of him too, because like I don't even have Joe Burrow. I haven't even like I took him. He's been riding to my bench since we lost Joe Burrow.
Yeah,
I haven't even bothered to see how the Bengals are doing, quite honestly, and with the backup situation.
They just lost 16-10, yeah, to the Steelers this past Sunday, and it was ugly too. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, you know, sometimes the week, the capacity that I have, I don't have too much, so I just have to focus on, like, who is going to be the starting lineup and not so much, like, what's going on the people I'm losing faith in. So it's like, I don't have time for everyone's story. Although I should be investigating because I'm trying to host a podcast on it.
Hey, man. I'll close it out with this. We mentioned Greg Dortch earlier, man. I mean, wide receiver two, man. I mean, dare I say, like, this is wide receiver two right there just dangling on the waiver wire. This is a guy, fuck, man. I hate to say one trick pony with the speed, but maybe that's what Rondale Moore is there for. You know, 9 targets, only reeled in 3 of them, but still had the touchdown. I mean, we're talking 2 weeks ago, 8 targets, made 6 of them he made and turned into catches. He's gaining steam, man. And I mean, none of the other guys stepping up. Michael Wilson's getting hurt. That's a guy, a stash candidate we mentioned 4 or 5 weeks ago. Hollywood Brown is absolute garbage. Like, this is the guy that was supposed to be hot. Like, he played college with Kyler, you know, brought him over from Baltimore, you know what I mean? And what's going on? It's not getting it done. So, you know, Trey McBride, I think we mentioned him last week, but that's a great, you know, I got him right now. That's probably the lone bright spot on my squad. But some guys we can stash, you know, if they're not already, if they're still out there dangling.
All right, well, that's your stash 13, your playoff hopeful, whatever you want to make it. We'll rebrand this
some
section.
Cinderellas.
Just, you know, shot in the dark. Do you want to go to the next segment of Spilling the Beans?
Hey.
So, yeah, we've kind of like, I guess, pivoted the
whiskey business
to Spilling the Beans. But this Spilling the Beans is still brought to you by Economy Liquor down in Galveston off of 23rd Street. Make sure if you're in Galveston that you stop by Economy Liquor for all your retail and commercial needs. You're not going to get
1911, bro. 1911 23rd.
You won't get the level of service at specs that you will find at Economy Liquor. Nah. This is validated on all the reviews. You can go to Google reviews and see the validated reviews. I would pull them up right now and read them off next time I will. But
hey, next time we will. We'll pick one. We'll do like mean tweets. We'll read the bad ones only.
I saw one that was just about like a guy having his wedding, and he just commended you and everyone at the staff about like how easy you made it as a vendor. You're his favorite vendor. You even helped get some money back returning it. We should call that guy up and see how the marriage is going. Maybe they got divorced.
1 year, bro. We'll call him up on the 1 year.
Yeah. And like send him a bottle of wine or a bottle of vodka, depending on how the story, how it's going.
Shit, man. So what do, what do I got, man? Yeah, I'm trying to pick things that everyone's like unanimously agreeing on. You know what I'm saying? Some of these might be old from last week, this week, some of my notes. Jaylen Warren, I don't know how many times we're trying to force it, but the Steelers love Najee, man. Like, Jaylen Warren's not going to get it. I know he got an easy schedule, you know. He's never going to be the bell cow, though, and I want to say sorry to D because I know D been holding out for him, but it's – you know, we'll see, man. They might flip-flop 1 week this, 1 week that. So what does that mean? He can't be trusted. So it's, he's holding up space on your team. I'd cut his ass now. But, of course, no one's going to, you know. But Kenneth Walker, you know, he doesn't have a third down role. So people call him the bell cow. And, yeah, he's grinding. He's between the tackles. He's getting the tough yards. And he's breaking some runs. But he's not going to reach that potential we all see him as. Because he still comes out on third down. You know what I'm saying? So labeling him, he's not Saquon's level. You know what I mean? He's not even Joe Mixon's level, you know, but he's had some awesome runs, some awesome yards after contact type shit. And that's why we put him in a class. I don't think he's, you know, he's going to be disappointing some people. I'll say that. Yeah, I don't know. This is more like a hating segment, you know. Just these motherfuckers that y'all think been doing good, they're gonna disappoint you eventually, you know. Raheem Mostert, you know what I'm saying? It's my last one I was gonna say. What you got, bro?
No, go ahead. I want to piggyback off that one. Go, you go.
Yeah, Raheem Mostert is a fraud, man. I mean, sure, 3 weeks ago I looked like an idiot saying he's gonna get hurt, and then 4 weeks ago saying he's gonna get hurt, and then 5 weeks ago saying the same thing, and he's still running healthy. But look, man. This dude is benefiting from a trash running back room. You're talking about Jeff Wilson Jr. You're talking about a guy who can't stay healthy. And Jackie Chan, A-Chan. The only talented thing there. And what happened? Rookie's hurt. You know, so look, they're even phasing this guy out the last, I think, four games. Maybe two targets only in the passing game. The Dolphins got too many other playmakers for us to think that Mostert's going to be the guy that's going to carry him in December. And what you got? Because I wanted a tangent off of that.
I was gonna ask the important question here. Does it matter if they're a fraud if they're getting points? Like to your point, like you know, have the production been dwindling? You're saying fraud, and it's like he's only successful because of X, Y, and Z. Does it matter? Because if you're just fishing
why
for
he's
points,
successful?
You know, or is it like, well, he's a fraud and it's everyone else is finding out in terms of, you know.
Well, I say you're right, man. I mean, you're right.
But it's good to know both because, like, right? Like, if he does go into a category of like, okay, not the running back you think he is, but he's benefiting from everyone else. Well, cool. He's got points. He's more of a, you know, flyer or like you said, a week to week play. And I think
I would say based off his production and stats and fantasy points. This is a guy, if you just saw the box score, you're like, oh, he's automatic. I'm playing him every week no matter what. Like, I don't even need to see. Set it and forget it. It's going to be a trap. I think these names that I mentioned, you know, Kenneth Walker, especially Mostert, it's a trap because I think it's going to turn, man. besides the obvious that A-Chan's coming back soon,
well,
I would just say,
so
yeah.
I'll, I'll go ahead and list off Raheem's last few games. So the last game is against the Jets, not a really strong, actually a strong defense, but overall bad team. He had 21 points, which is on the higher end, maybe one of our higher. No, he had a pretty high game before. But before that, it's 10, 14, 10, 6. Then Carolina was huge, 39. So it's kind of a little up and down. He'll have, you know, 6 games, 10. I wouldn't call that, if you're dipping down to 6 and 10, I wouldn't say you're set it and forget it. It's just like, yeah, you said, in hot hand. But it leads me to my point, spilling the beans on Achan. It feels a little hindsight 2020. This was going to be really a segment for last week. And I think that was before he actually got into the game and got hurt.
Ah, but, yeah, you're right, you're right.
But
you're right.
Spilling the beans, when a player gets hurt and then they come back, they're not going to capture that production they had. And I've said this before, but I don't know why I saw so many fantasy little podcasts and outlets saying like, "Hey, Chan's back, put him in your lineup." It's like, why? The dude just got hurt, and I think if it's an ankle or knee for a running back, that's like one of the worst injuries. It's not a thumb, you know, like
lingering, man.
Like like Jonathan Taylor over here with a thumb, he's gonna get surgery. He might be back in 2 weeks or three if they want to bandage that thing up. It's like, because he's not running on his thumbs, or he's like, what does he need his thumbs for? He's holding the ball. It's like,
hey, but sure, a thumb is important.
It is important, but like maybe it's not on his dominant hand. Saying. But if it's like an ankle or a knee, like that's why I didn't even think twice. Like, he was on the bench immediately. I had to pull him out of. I actually left him in IR until I had to make a roster move, because I was like, I'm just gonna let him sit there, like, and just have more players. But
all right, let me rapid fire some, man, and let's see what you think. Philadelphia, they just came out of an overtime win against the Bills. They're the team to beat in the NFC. You thinking they hitting there? They better than your 49ers. They more complete.
I would trust. The thing about the 49ers is, and I haven't seen it, and correct me if I'm wrong, and I could be wrong, you probably have angered the 49er fan base more than any fan base out there this past season on the X-verse. Has Brock Purdy ever gotten a shootout? Because I feel like that's where the wheels fall off for the 49ers, and the Eagles can definitely go toe-to-toe with the Kansas City Chiefs in a shootout if need be. And I think they showed that with the Bills. It was a little bit of a shootout. It wasn't crazy. You know, when they needed to score, they do. 49ers.
Amen, bro. Yeah, I like that.
Still
like
very
that.
Good.
Purdy has shown he's human.
I'm not calling Brock Purdy a fraud. I know Purdy's got a lot of, like, he's the real deal people out there. I know that.
Nah, he good in his system, man. Shanahan's built something good around
Everyone's
him.
Everyone's
so.
Here in the NFL. Everyone should be good.
You know. Hey, how about this? Dallas. I mean, Dallas. Is Dallas real? You know, Philly, you know, they've shown they're better than Dallas, but I mean,
Dallas, who's
got the best shot?
Playoff team, I can see Dallas in a NFC championship game. I don't see them in the Super Bowl. I don't see them
Detroit.
The Eagles.
I see Detroit. I think Detroit could do it, man. And just because they're tough, they run. The defense is there. It's just which Jared Goff you're going to get. You know what I'm saying? But, like, man, they got – I mean, one of them is your running back, so Jahmyr Gibbs. But David Montgomery, what a resurgence, bro. Like, they – you know, they almost mirror the Eagles there.
I feel
but,
like,
obviously, they don't have a Hurts.
I'll buy that. I would say Eagles, Lions, and Cowboys. Lions and Cowboys are very close, but I feel like the Lions have showed more consistency throughout the season, where Cowboys have been a little bit more up and down. Even when they won games, maybe, like, a little bit more up and down. But Lions, when they're on, they've been very good. And they've had some up and down games too, but I feel like only a few. I feel like the Lions have been a lot more the hotter team, but I could interchange Lions and Cowboys, pencil them in equal to me. Like,
hey, what about sticking with the Eagles, man? Jalen Hurts, he had a phenomenal game, dude. A couple rushing touchdowns.
Do you know what I just realized? The fucking cell phone picture worked, man. That picture hit the falling confetti.
Oh, man, so far, yeah.
He's so inspired.
We'll see. I mean, MVP race, he's got to be it, right? Honestly, man, A.J. Brown is really lifting up their game, the fact that he's got A.J. Brown to throw to. But, you know, it's all this award, the MVP, usually goes to a quarterback, you know what I'm saying? But he's having Lamar Jackson-type season from Lamar Jackson a couple years ago. I mean, him, Patrick Mahomes, I don't know. You know, he's always the only other guy that's going to be in the conversation. But, you know, you got guys like Tua. Tua's balling out this year with Miami. Christian McCaffrey, as always, had that touchdown streak going. I don't know, man. I don't see anyone hotter than Jalen Hurts right now. What you think?
No, and didn't he just get like a massive contract, like over the off season?
Yeah, you already know, man. Already know. I tell you this, who are we more scared of, bro? You got Pittsburgh, you got Denver, and you got the Buffalo Bills, who we just mentioned just lost to the Jalen Hurts. But the Bills have been struggling even before that. You know, they
What's this,
fired
the
their
Texans'
offensive
remaining
coordinator.
schedule?
No. I'm just saying out of these three, we already beat Pittsburgh earlier. Yeah, we got Denver next, actually. I don't think we play the Bills. But no, it's just two teams that I think are rising in a lot of people's eyes. Pittsburgh's rising. Denver, I think they had won five straight, bro. They rolling into
Really?
this game against the Texans. Yeah, bro. Like they're 6-5 now, bro.
That's why we have flex at 3 o'clock.
No, we got flexed out of three to noon. And
What?
a lot of people are like, well, that's a demotion, isn't it? Going out of the 3 p.m. to the 12. But apparently you look at the games where they're slotted and who else is playing at 3 p.m. They're a high profile team, so the NFL wanted more eyes on the Texans, so put us back at noon.
But it's a nationally televised noon game.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Like, because here out in freaking Austin, like if it's between the Texans and the Cowboys, I always get blacked out of the Texans and I get the Cowboys, which is crap.
Goddamn shame. Yeah, it's a goddamn shame.
Yeah, Power Rankings, okay.
But hey, I mean, aside from the Broncos, I mean, it's funny that you were surprised about the Broncos, yeah, being 6-5, because the Browns 7-4. You know what I'm saying? Everyone else, kind of like our fantasy league.
Yeah, I think everyone wrote the Broncos off, and everyone's just like loving to laugh at Russell Wilson, us and you included.
And I think Buffalo's still dangerous, is my point. Buffalo's still the team to be feared out there. I know they just, like
I
I
think
said,
they're
all
just
this
having
shit's
like
going on.
a terrible season. Like, just like in the NFL,
Yeah,
like
it
it's
happens.
easy. It's yeah,
Yeah,
I don't think it's
yeah.
everyone wants to turn it about like Josh Allen's decision making. Oh my God, and like fire the coach. And it's like I always thought about this the other day. Like when people fire the like an offensive coordinator, it's like seriously, like what do you think it's gonna help a lot? Maybe some rare occasions it does because someone's been like that bad. But if it's a guy who's been with the team and they were just successful and with the same guy and the same scheme and everything with for the past 2 or 3 seasons, and all of a sudden you have a bad season and you're like, well, we need a scapegoat, fire this dude because your offense, it's so
Someone's got to
stupid
pay for it. It's fucked up, but yeah, someone's got to pay
to me.
for
It's
it.
like it screams like of a weak head coach because the head coach knows that and he's just like, I gotta fire you because they're telling me I gotta fire someone, like someone needs to answer for this,
Absolutely, bro.
right? So it screams weak leadership to me. But I digress. Go ahead.
No, I was man, back to the Texans, man. I mean, that Jacksonville game, I think did Jacksonville make the biggest statement in week 12 right here? Of all the games that happened and shit, a 24-21 win over a rising Texans team. It's hard to beat a team twice, man. We did the damn thing when we played him in week 3. So, but hey, Jacksonville's 8-3, and it's a pretty 8-3. You know what I mean?
I was disappointed in the Texans' defense.
Yeah.
I feel like they just couldn't stop them in a lot of ways, but maybe that's because they were that good. But and
But 364 yards, bro.
some of those
Shit.
holding calls did come at the worst time, and some of them were valid, and some of them were like complete bullshit. So again,
Yeah.
trying not to slip into the bitter fan part there. But the Texans are ranked according to NFL's power rankings, number 11, down one. So I guess they had them at number 10 last week, which was impressive.
Oh shit. Okay. Nice. Well, yeah.
Above the Buffalo Bills, which is interesting.
And our boy Stingley, man. I'd like to say good for Stingley. I think he had another interception, so.
No, he did. Hit a really good game. So
Yeah.
things looking bright in Houston still.
Ace
It was
time.
a bad loss, but I think everyone is still like, pleased with how well everyone played. The cool
That's all I
thing
got, brother.
right now, I think, with the Texans is they're playing in CJ Stroud, more importantly, and I think it's why people are talking about MVP. He's playing really well when he's supposed to and when he needs to, right? It feels like that's the best marker of the player. It's like everyone can flash and everyone can have good moments, but it's like when it's crunch time and you have to make a play, like he just seems to deliver over and over again. And
Yeah, bros.
the kind of team is even kind of taken on that kind of little mantra or, ability in some ways. You'd like to see the defense do it though, but the defense has their own moments. I think, you just mentioned Stingley, but it feels like our secondary is still like the weakness. Our line's getting stronger. But anyway, let's go into the Balls Deep League stories of the week. I think the biggest story is, unfortunately, Kyle lost against me. I totally thought I was going to lose too, and Kyle is definitely on a must-win, I think, strategy, needing to win out on these last two games to get in. He's, I think, right around 4 wins. that
Will
put me
will
away.
Sleeper show the standings? Can you see if it'll look nice on there? I know their website sucks. Let's see. Oh yeah, yeah. You could do it and then scroll all the way down or something.
What do you want to see? Like the current playoff bracket?
Yeah, yeah. I can't find it though.
I could do something like that. Hold on. They don't have it on the web.
On the website, right?
But yeah. Let me try to do something real quick.
Yeah, man. Just like everybody else in the league, man. This it's a tight race. Everybody in their own league. I'll tell you right now, I'm out of it. 3-9. We got two more guys at 4-8, John Vu and Bernal. Those three, they're probably out of it from there. Everyone else 6-6.
All right, I think I can share this. It's basically my phone. Turn this off. So I'll zoom in here. Can I zoom in? Can't zoom in. No, so you can't really zoom into that, unfortunately. So you have right now, Steve is pegged to have the bye week. Right now on the outside is you, Kyle, John Vu, and Bernal.
Oh shit.
So what I want to say is, so who's all in right now,
bro?
You got Tank, Rebo, Will, the Ivy brothers both getting in. D, you know, I will say Vu is kind of, I think he's won 4 straight lately. He was on life support with you. He's kind of doing what you kind of needed to do.
Oh,
Vu
shit.
Has a slight chance. So let's go back and I'll take this off.
He could swap with who? Yeah. Who's the last? Damn, that's badass,
see,
bro.
I want to see on, we can at least see, if I can get to Sleeper here. Can't see my mouse. Well, we'll bring this back in. I wanted to. Oh, you're floating. There we go. I want to find the league.
Yeah, man.
What are we going to look at? Sorry.
No.
Okay, I want to look at the overall record, so I can pull this back up. Sorry.
Nice. Yeah. They'll show like the points for and all that, probably. Oh, yeah. Nice.
Okay, so we have Steve 9-3. We have Bob 7-5. D 7-5. Nice. So strong in. I'm a strong in. Then you have Rebo 6-6. Kyle's 5-7. Tank 6-6. So between Ivy, Tank, and Kyle and Randy.
Nice. Wow. That's
so we have like 3 guys at 6-6, and then we have Kyle. So Kyle needs to win out, and he needs a little help from someone to kind of like also stumble. Maybe if someone loses wins out.
Yeah. Like, well, the good thing is you can tell because these last 3 weeks, it's division games only. So these guys are playing each other. That division 3 right there, Tank, Matt, and Randy, 6-6, they're going to be playing each other here.
But doesn't our playoffs, does division matter? Because in the playoffs, isn't it just like best overall record?
Points? Yeah. No, I meant the fact that they're going to be playing each other. One of these 6-6s are going to get lost.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good point.
So if Kehu wins out, then it's head to head if Kehu beat them in the season or it's going to be nice, bro.
So let's look at the overall. So who's Kyle playing?
Do they do a points?
I think Kyle's concern is he's decimated by bye week.
Oh, yeah. Let's look it up. Yeah.
So right now.
So this is like a Netflix documentary, The Path to the Seventh Seed.
Where is he? I just lost him.
Rob Thomas, bottom right. Yeah. Oh, bottom right, bro.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, yeah. So he's at 40% in that's with an unadjusted.
God, no quarterback situation. Yeah, Breece Hall is finally there. Miles Sanders is an embarrassment. But, dude, he's got a guy that can score for 3 players in Tyreek Hill. You know what I'm saying? He picked up our boy Pat F. over there for the Steelers. Like I said, I dropped him right before noon. Yeah, I think
How's Sam Howell doing?
Sam Howell's up there, but look at that. Fourth-ranked QB, bro.
Wow. Shit. Okay.
Yeah, he's – I mean, that's what happens when motherfucker throws it 50 times a game. Shit, you better get some points.
They got Brock Purdy, 11.
That's a tough one, though. Will's a tough matchup there. I mean, shit, right there, ETN, Kamara, enough said.
ETN could be hurt, though. He could be out.
Yeah, that's true. And then from there, you got your boys right there. And strong receiving core. Keenan Allen, automatic.
Kamara not having a stellar season, but a good one.
Nah, it's just that he started slow, yeah, after that.
Okay.
Yeah, other than that, we already know Kelce. You got the number one tight end on your squad.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's gonna be a tough week right here.
Not impossible though. I wouldn't rule him out.
No,
Like
no,
it's
no.
Will's
Who
no.
who's yeah.
So like okay. So then what's his week 14? Against Flash Gordon's.
Uh-oh.
And Prescott's been on fire lately. And it was funny because you said it earlier in the season, like I don't like Prescott fantasy wise. Or no, I think you were talking to him more about you actually said the opposite. You said I don't like Prescott for the organization and trying to win a Super Bowl. Fantasy wise, a different story, and you don't
He
receive
was,
both. Yeah, so I'll take that back. Justin Fields. He's got to get rid of Justin Fields. That's interesting. Why does it have Sam Howell starting for week 13 and then week 14
In
is
that,
just
yeah.
Fields?
Damn, that is crazy. Oh,
But
he might have already set his lineup for the future weeks. You can do that.
you can do that. Interesting. But I think he was saying today, like Justin Fields is a fumble machine. And the only way, like when I looked at our and I'm not gonna pull it up right now, but when I looked at our matchup, I was like, Kyle's gonna beat me unless DJ Moore has over 100 yards game, I get the bonus points, and Justin Fields does some interceptions or so some stupid shit to kind of negate his own personal points because he's gonna get the points in connection with whatever he's throwing to DJ Moore. But and that's exactly what happened. He had like two fumbles, I think, in that game. He's got Josh Jacobs back, so I think he got Josh Jacobs on bye week this week
So
coming
this
up.
looks like, yeah, he can take care of business. It's all about next week now. Damn, Zay Flowers. Damn, he does have some people on bye. 14 is tough.
He's getting a little down the dumps, but it's totally doable. In the world of fantasy football, crazy shit happens all the time.
Anything is possible, bro.
I mean, I think that's kind of your season in a nutshell, right? You're a smart man, but
Man.
you've had you're on the bottom looking
Too many
up.
risks,
Too
too
many
many
risks, trying to be
risks, and not enough
too cute, too
rewards.
creative.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what I feel like I did last season. And this season I try to stick more to my like, okay, draft well, don't trade
Stay
much, don't
grounded. Yeah, stay
yeah.
grounded.
And don't make a trade unless I really need to. I think in the past I'll be like, yeah, I'll help you out. I'm like, no, fuck all you guys. I'm not gonna make a trade with y'all just to help you out. It
No, you're
did
fucking right.
pay me though. I'll be honest. Like for like my dad, I could tell how I feel about if I beat my dad or Kyle, where Kyle like needs the win more than I need the win, and he lost by 0.02 or something like that. My heart breaks a little for him. He's like, oh, I'm like, oh, you could have won, man. I'll give you the win. But then I'm like, nah, he wouldn't do that for me. He'd kill me.
He'd
So I'm
step
taking,
on
I'm
my
gonna run.
throat.
So yeah. Suck it, Kyle. All right. Well, I think that's the show.
That's
Do we
it,
have oh
bro.
wait,
That's
do we have
it.
what's happening? Let's hit a look what's happening. We haven't done a
Bro,
what
I
happened in
got
a
one
while.
question, bro. I got one question. I was Black Friday shopping. I ain't get shit. I don't know what you got. You can share. A Cyber Monday, I was shopping.
I'll tell you
Didn't
what I
get
got.
shit. There's a lot of shit I wanted. But man, what's up with this? I'm trying to get Taryn a MacBook. What's up with this M2, M3 chip, M3 Mac? Like, what's up? What is this, man? I was
You
reading it,
sound like
but
an old man right now.
I was reading it. It's all impressive, but like, damn, man,
It's
why they
all
gotta have
impressive.
their own name for it, man? It's just,
Because it's so
is this if
typically.
I want to edit shit? Is that, what's
Well,
it's
Apple's putting it into all their stuff. They make their own proprietary computer CPU chip. Typically, it would be powered by like a Intel-based chipset. Like that's the brand that everyone chip that powers all the machines. Apple has made a chip that's just more powerful, more efficient. The typical Apple, everything's integrated. So I've got an M1 chip on my MacBook Pro
I
over
got one
here.
on my Pro too. Yes, sir. Yeah, me too.
And so there's certain ways you can take advantage of it to make it more powerful. So Apple-based applications like Final Cut Pro, I use to edit software like video on, it screams on an M1 chip versus an Intel-based chip. So it gets very technical, but all you need to know is it's Apple's proprietary stuff, and they know how to squeeze the juice and performance out of it. And now they've had like three iterations, and it's now in iPads. It's going to be in the new Vision OS goggle system that they're coming out with. It's crazy. It's awesome.
Yeah, yeah, because I was like, you know, Taryn need the basic shit, so I'll just get her a MacBook Air. Like, she don't need a pro like me, you know? She ain't going to edit shit.
Well, I think even the MacBook Airs have like an M1 chip, which is like
Now they got Air. So that's what I was saying. Like, do I need – she don't need the M2, right? No, M1's fine? No. Yeah, okay.
Get her an Air. Air's fine.
Yeah. But yeah, bro, that's hey, Final Cut, is that free?
No, it's not free. iMovie's free.
Shit though, huh? Compared to the Final Cut?
Final Cut's like $300. It's worth it if you need to edit a bunch of stuff. But
I'm gonna get it then. Just fuck around.
I have a what's happening. We've talked a little bit about it. Cybertruck Week, maybe. It's here. Thursday, if you did not know, this Thursday is announcing the production. Excuse me, I'm about to cough. This Thursday is a Tesla Cybertruck event here in Austin, Texas. I didn't get a ticket. I am a shareholder, but you know, shareholders get tickets to actually go to these things. I didn't get one.
Yeah.
A lot of people didn't. Yeah. And anyway, it's going to launch, and they're giving out like only a handful of trucks to people, probably all employees. But now you'll start to see people get contacted for a Cybertruck delivery. So we'll see how slow or how fast the ramp is. Everyone's predicting to be very, very slow. So time will tell. We're in the last quarter of the year. See how much they can build. Probably not much. It's literally like a month in the quarter.
Yeah.
So I'm predicting maybe a couple hundred.
And then
2024 starts the year of the Cybertruck. The rumor is there's a dual motor config that they're coming out with first, and then they'll have like a tri-motor in a couple quarters after that. Pricing. Talk about pricing. I'm going to go ahead and put my my guesstimate out there, and I want you to do yours too. You probably have kept up the very little. When it was announced, I believe the dual motor was priced at $50,000 and the tri-motor was priced at
$70,000.
They advertised a single motor variant for $40,000, but they've later scrapped the single motor variant, so it's only going to be a dual
tri-motor. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Damn, I didn't know that.
Yeah, you can't. So you can't get a single motor version. The $40,000 truck is non-existent. They've already said, and that was before all the inflation and stuff started. This has been over 4 years. They've said they've put a lot of technology and stuff into it, and with inflation, that it's going to cost more. So be prepared for that. How much more? They have not said. So we're going to find out on Thursday. Excuse me. That said, what do you think the price is going to be?
So we started
at 50.
Yeah, you gotta be at least 20 more, huh? I don't know. Ah, for the dual motor, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say
I'm 60. Saying, I'm saying 60 to 65.
I'd say 60, yeah.
I'm saying more so 60. I feel like 10 grand ad is a reasonable inflation and technology kind of ad.
Yeah.
And they have a lot of incentive to not make it, you know, crazy. They have to come under the, I believe, $80,000 mark to have a tax credit.
Oh, okay. Damn.
But even if they did that, because a tax credit of $7,500 is what you currently get. I think next year it maybe go to half. But either way, they'll probably bake that into a bit. They'll probably push the price knowing that you're going to get a credit of like $4,000 on it. But yeah. The cool thing is next year, 2024, which is like, oh, again, like a month or two away, the tax credit you get now, it doesn't really help you because it's like you still finance the full $70,000 of the car, but you get the tax credit back when you file your taxes, you get $7,500 back, right? So it's cash in your pocket, which is cool. And you could throw it at the car, but that doesn't help your payment because you're going to get a monthly payment, fixed payment based on the how much you finance. And so if you finance a $70,000 car, and you have like a $900 payment, throwing $7,500 back at it after you've already got the loan isn't really going to help you with a lower payment. It'll help you pay it off quicker. But so basically how it changes is you can say, hey, when I buy the car, I'm just going to defer that tax credit to Tesla and they'll take it off the total price of the car, thus lowering your payment. So next year,
that's a better way, huh?
Yeah. So next year you can say like, oh, well, I can actually credit that. So Tesla knows this too. They're not stupid. They'll push the price to be like, you know, if it's even 67,000 or 69,000, you'll get the rebate of 7,500, which will bring it down to you're really financing a $60,000 to $63,000 car.
Hey,
So
shit, that's.
then everyone wins. So what I've, yeah, that's what I'm looking at. Like if
I'm
I've
gonna
got a
say this shit,
reservation,
yeah.
yeah, we'll have to see how much it costs. There's a lot of
And
rumors
you
out
say
there.
find out Thursday, you say?
Thursday, and we'll find out like price range and their plan about rollout again. Like the rumor is they first said they're gonna come out the highest price variant, like the tri-motor, and dual motor will be touched last. But I'd be willing to bet they're gonna say something like, given inflation, given the crazy interest rates, and that's the problem right now, is the interest rates are fucking crazy for like a car. It's like,
Yeah.
8 to 9%. It's wild. So you have to really want this truck. I really want the truck, but I'm not gonna go into like crazy debt for the damn thing. And
Fuck.
so they know this, so it's like they have to come out with something that's reasonably priced because the rates are gonna make it already hard enough. So it doesn't make sense to come out with like this really, really $80,000 to $100,000 truck that such few people could buy and would stomach the interest rate, because the only people really buying cars are those paying cash full. So,
Yeah,
and maybe there's enough people. Anyway, it's gonna be very
they're gonna be
interesting.
yeah, they're gonna be people.
The
Shit.
but the big thing now, and I'm calling bullshit on it, there's a rumor flying out there that the dual motor is gonna have a really crap range of like 270 miles. And so if you're pulling anything, if you're doing
Damn, yeah,
towing,
you're already losing it.
you're already losing like half of that. Tesla's not stupid. They know this. I don't think it's going to be 270. I think
Damn.
I'm thinking it's going to be 300 to 320, 315, probably more 300, 1,500 miles. That's going to be great. It's going to be perfect. It's like right now on the Model Y, I've got like 315. Gets me everywhere I need to go. And that's plenty to like, even if you're towing shit and it's nerfs at half. They'll get you to Giddings, and charging is not a big deal. Like I wouldn't mind, but it wouldn't make a lot of like I wouldn't touch that truck if it was $60,000 to $65,000 and then only 270 miles in range. I wouldn't get it. But if it's 300 miles in range, 315, totally.
Understandable. Shit. That's underestimated by me. I gotta pay attention to that then. Damn.
Yeah. So I'll tell you, I am your Cybertruck guide. I will guide you through the process. I think th I thought I had another what's happening, but I know we just talked a lot about Cybertruck, so we can end it there unless you had something
Yeah,
too.
brother. Nah, man. Let's get
Christmas
some
holiday.
rest,
Let's
brother.
enjoy the holidays. I'm glad to be back on the air with you, my sir, my dude. And hey, there's always something to look forward to in the Balls Deep Fantasy League. So your season might be over, but you got some
We're
mini
trying to
games to
collect some
go.
money.
Collect some
It's gonna be
money.
fun. It's gonna be fun playoffs. Gonna be drafting players from the playoff rosters and try to win some money there gambling.
Hey,
Should be
I
fun.
guess remember we used to go to Tailgate? That's the last game of Texans. That was a lot of fun. We
Oh
should do that again.
yeah.
Or even just have like an end of year party somewhere. You
I was
know,
gonna say, let's
we
just
come down to
go.
Galveston.
I was gonna say, no, yeah, we'll come up to Austin, man. Shit,
Yeah.
I'm down.
All right,
All right,
man.
brother.
Well, I'll let you go, man. Have a good one.
Good night, brother.
Peace, peace. Oh.
Weird, no music, no.
Oh, see, I wasn't ready. Here we go.
All right,
I wasn't
brother.
ready.
Economy liquor.
Buy more.
That's what kind of runs.